crisis does not invite us to embrace that which is novel, but to hold fast to what is sure and certain. There are so many difficulties with so-called virtual or online communion. A chief thing for me is that it calls into question whether or not we actually have the Lord's body and blood. In other words, it undermines the certainty that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to give us. On the basis of Jesus' words in Matthew and Mark and Luke and in 1 Corinthians, what we know, words of institution are the words of the Lord that give us the sacrament. Those words, our confessions, our Lutheran confessions teach, are never to be omitted. That they are spoken by the pastor over particular bread and particular wine. You separate bread and wine from that word, you have no sacrament. And virtual communion involves that kind of separation. In our Lutheran confessions, Article 7 of the Formula of Concord, there is a threefold action or use constitutes the right use of the sacrament. Consecration, distribution, and receiving, eating and drinking. A virtual communion calls into question each of those three. But it also is a matter of love that no individual pastor ought to be a lone ranger, going out for himself and instituting practices that the church has never engaged in before and have not been tested by the scripture, by the confession, and by the wisdom of the church.